is the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich. And each week on the show, we put aside disturbing trends like robots having brain surgery. And we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about illegal snowmobile drag races, and I'll stop worrying about how we were wrong about how the universe works.
Oh, just that. And I'll stop worrying. No biggie. And I'll stop worrying about how the FDA HQ in Maryland has a mouse infestation.
Oof. And now, let's get tiny.
Let's get tiny. Coming up on the show, Laura House shares a tiny victory that holds her accountable.
Mysterious. Mm-hmm. Plus, Will in Seattle tells us about his cat, Cora. Maybe a little too much.
But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Lumi Labs. If you've been alive on Earth, you have heard about microdosing these days. It's very popular, and it is something that I personally do. It helps me to go to sleep.
That's so great.
It's very great. It's, you know, microdosing with little gummies, and they deliver this, what you call like an entry-level dose of THC. So what it does is, it's not like a big amount. I don't get that kind of like, I'm stoned, I need to eat every brownie in the house kind of thing.
But
it does for me. You know, for some people, they like the creative boost, the like for pain or anxiety or workout recovery. But for me, it's sleep. And I just take one and I go to sleep, and it is fantastic. So I highly recommend the Lumi Lab microdosing gummies.
That's great. And microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, just do a quick search online or go to microdose.com. If you use code TINY, T-I-N-Y, you can get free shipping plus 30% off your first order, which is amazing. It's super generous. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that's microdose.com and code TINY, T-I-N-Y.
Okay. So, Laura House, tell me about what you said to me that I was like, oh my God, this tiny victory is one that I don't think I can ever hope to achieve. So tell us about it.
It's one we don't share. When I mentioned it to you and you were like, well, my experience is very different. So tax season has reminded me of one of the greatest compliments I've ever received. Now, we talk about it's a minor accomplishment or a fleeting joy, right?
Yes.
That's how we.
Yes.
That's what we say about tiny victory. This is both. This is not news. Nobody cares. Last year, my accountant, when I was doing my books with him, he said, I was like, ooh, is this okay? Do you have this and do you have that? And he said, no, you make it really easy. You're very organized.
That is, I feel like that is such a huge, I mean, it's, yes, in the scheme of the world, it's nothing.
The New York Times has not called to interview me about it.
I can't even imagine what that would feel like, because my accountant has said I'm his worst client, and I just can't.
Yeah, we definitely hit parts of the spectrum with it, but it also hit me. So part of it is that I've been learning from doing this show. It's like the reason it's a tiny victory is because it's relative to me. So let me walk you back and tell you a little bit about me. I am way more, and I self-identify way more as an Oscar than a Felix.
Oh, yes.
I've always just been kind of messy, kind of, you know, and I sort of had a, I guess, like, I liked it. It was kind of a badge of honor, like, well, I'm creative. But I used to get, I have several times I have gotten tickets, like had to pay $100 or whatever, tickets for not having my registration sticker on my license plate.
I guess it's a type of person because I've had that too. And yeah.
Well,
even
let me
though
explain.
I've paid, right? Like you're talking about like you just didn't put the sticker on, right?
Yes, like I had the sticker, but I would not walk the 30 feet to the car to put it on. And what was behind that, like I felt resentful, like why all the rules? I've done enough. And like, I do want to say I'm nearly 15 years sober. So that was part of the problem was headspace. But for me, it's like I only started it 3 years ago. I started doing my books, my mm-hmm. own accounting. Mm-hmm. And that's because I sort of had to. So a lot of this is like get older. Also, I had to organize for work because it's like I became like the boss and I had to I have to be organized or the thing doesn't get done. So but for me, it was, and I guess I say this in case anybody else is like feels this way, if it's helpful to anyone, I didn't know how I would do it, but like I had to go, ooh, what kind of systems do I need? And I still work on it, but when it came to money, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do my books. And I met with there's people who help you with that, and those sessions, those first sessions used to be hours. I was well into my 40s when I did this, by the way. This is not like, ooh, at 21 I've decided to get it together. 40s. And I was like, I would have to like nap after,
I totally get it. Numbers make my head spin. And then I want to sleep.
Yeah, I used to feel stupid and like, why don't I should know this. Why don't I know all those, you know, I can pick up anything and like hit myself with it. So I was just like, I stuck with it. And then I want to say this, this is like a victory on top of the victory. So before the victory of the compliment came, I started liking it.
Oh my God. No, you know, Laura, I don't think I know you anymore.
You just stopped being my friend in that gas.
I don't know. In a moment, I just feel like I just put a mental X over your face. But no, I'm just kidding.
I get it.
I think that's extraordinary because I think what you're talking about is just like slowly over time building this tiny little habit that is actually making your life better and easier. And I hope I can't think of anything I've done like that right now, but I think that I really admire that. And it gives me hope I've developed that muscle with, you know, you can't write a book overnight. Like nobody.
Oh
just,
my
like,
goodness.
Sits down and
you've written so exactly. You've written books, and off mic, you mentioned yoga, and yoga is that like, Oh, I can't do that. And like 100 sessions later, you go, oh, I'm doing that thing. And now I'm looking at that other thing I can't do.
Right. So, you know, we all have our different, you know, thresholds of things that we're doing. But I love that you did this because I think for many of us, maybe, you know, creative types, like there's a place where we just say, no, this is not doable. And I just love that you could also just admit that it, you know, after the hours of the sessions that you wanted to like nap. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it's important. And a friend of mine said, so I've been in this buying a house, getting a loan thing recently. And it was having the same thing. Like you get anxiety and your heart hurts and your stomach hurts. And you're like, what if I don't understand something? And what if I, et cetera. And a friend of mine said this that was so helpful to me. It's very Brene Brown. It was not Brene Brown. But just a friend of mine said, it's vulnerable. It's vulnerable for someone to look at your finances. Like it's the underwear drawer of your money. Like it is.
And you know what's in the
it's vulnerable.
Yes.
Well, toys. We know what's in your underwear drawer. It's a.
Just work that in
it's
there.
It's a used car lot for vibrators. You've made that clear.
I know. Well, you know, what can I say? It's true.
But no, it was this, and also here's another little mathy thing that I remembered too. I just remembered this when I was talking to my brother the other day. So years ago, was going to go to grad school. So I took the GRE and you look at your SAT scores.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have, I felt I was failing. And what do? You just try to get more info. So I did all the things. And in my mind, my English, because I love writing and language, you know, it's probably like way higher than my math. Yeah. I was sure my math was really low. Yeah. They are the same. They were the same on my essay, like within 20, 30 points, like completely even. And so a little bit, I guess I want to reveal, and I know you love, like, you know, when we, I didn't do any research, but I'm going to fake research. I think part of the problem with the money stuff is, like, it's what I tell myself. I'm not good at math. I don't know accounting. I don't know. And then globally, I got to say, I believe this is personal experience, not research. So many of us are just not told. And it just seems like once you're 30, once you're 40, once you're something, how can I learn that? And it's like, I think middle class isn't told. I think middle class and other class isn't told. I think women aren't necessarily told. Somebody said to me, this was like when I was 20, he said, I don't have money now. He was reading about the stock market, which in my 20s, I was like, oh, what a nerd. And he said, I don't have money now, but when I get money, I want to know what to do with it. And so I was like, oh, that's actually really smart. So for me, I don't have any one thing that I did to do this. Like, this was, I hired a young guy who helps you do the bookkeeping. Like, I hired him and he helped me. And then, like, when the last time I did it, it was all, I zeroed it out myself. And it was a very easy session for him.
I think, Laura, what you're talking about is two things that I think are really important. I want to just say as a, you know, to wrap up this little topic, which is that two things. One is that we are told messages when we are younger, or we absorb messages like, I'm not good at math. I'm not good at whatever subject it is. And we know that some people are marginalized in those messagings, particularly girls.
People who aren't born wealthy even.
Right.
You know, like, it's just like.
But it's also happens.
If grandpa didn't know, then mom and dad didn't know, then you don't know, then how can you know?
Right. And this happens with also girls in science, and there's been a big movement to counter that. But we, you know, we internalize messages, and when you can break that cycle, it's just really an amazing thing. And so I, even though I can't, I think if my accountant will listen to this episode, the sound of laughter ringing through the canyons of, and this is something Annabelle's never going to do, but I so admired that you did that. We're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network. When we come back, we have a tiny victory hotline call.
Max Fun Drive 2022 starts in just 1 week.
Monday, April 25th.
We'll have exclusive Max Fun Drive gifts, awesome episodes, bonus content, and you know what else? You'll just have to tune in.
We have some tricks up our sleeve. Sleeves? Tricks? Is it plural?
We'll catch you next week, the greatest time to support the podcasts you love. Max Fun Drive starts on Monday, April 25th.
Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And we have a hotline call from Will in Seattle.
I just wanted to share a tiny victory where my three-legged cat, Cora, has been having little kitty diarrhea for the past few days. And as I was cleaning up her poopies, they are finally turning a more solid consistency. So here's to Cora having better hygiene. Thanks, guys.
Oh, God, how much do I love this?
That's amazing. Well, you as a cat, every day with a three-legged cat is a tiny victory.
Yes, it is.
Look at that cat. Every time that cat does anything.
But, you know, this is a really shitty thing to happen in your life. Oh, wow. Sorry. Annabelle. I'm so sorry. But, you know, when your pet has, let's say, that problem, it can just be like, oh my God, right? So it's a big deal when you finally start to get out of that cleaning up messy stuff. Yeah.
There's no overlooking it. There's no. You know what? Look, there's no look the other way. It is a very urgent, important thing to deal with. And it's, I feel like part of the essence of this tiny victory is like, it's worth celebrating.
Yes.
The thing that was happening that we did not love while it was happening is concluding. We celebrate our wins and take it as a win and celebrate. It's fantastic.
Good for you, Cora. And I think, you know, anybody also who has a baby will relate to that, because when your baby has that, you just think it will never end. So I've been there with that too. So yay, Cora. Thanks, Will, for sharing that. And that is this week's show. Please send Cora our regards and regards from Betty and Shirley, my little kitties.
And thanks, Will, in Seattle, for calling in. And thanks to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes where we share listener victories. So please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can record your Tiny Victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. And help us get the word out about the show. Please tell your friends, family, anyone you meet who has a three-legged cat that needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
And if you've got a comment or suggestion about a recent episode, we love to hear from you, so tell us about it. You can reach out via Instagram or Twitter to the show with the handle @GetTinyPod. We love reading your comments.
Thank you to Brian Schwartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher. Our editor is Christian Duenas.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have a wealth of tiny victories.
Oh, I love that. This is a production of Maximum Fun.